Good afternoon and welcome to today's KW Fleetcast. Today you've got myself, James Barker, Straits product lead, and with me I have got Laura Hannah, one of our product specialists.
Hi James.
Nice to see you, Laura. Thank you for joining. First of all, we will just have a quick introduction into Friday's USDA report and the breakout, although there's not too much breakout to really give you, unfortunately, on the markets from Friday's USDA report. But we shall work through that slowly and then go through the product breakdown and where we currently, as KW, where we see ourselves at the moment. So the USDA report that came out on Friday at 5 p.m. showed very little surprise or very little change. The only real difference was the report brought the Brazilian production down by 1 million tons from its February declaration. Still very much at the high end of the estimations, kind of between 148 and 156 between the different authors. So 155 still showing very high, but it did just have a little bit of an impact on the market in terms of Friday's reaction was about $7 to $8 up. But that has been very trading again on Monday. That has been very, very light in terms of trade, and market has fallen back, probably given away $4 to $5 of that gain already. So that has meant ultimately not too much change in the way of soya just at the moment. The Argentinian production is still very good, probably still pitched in at about 50 million tons, leading us to what is going to be possibly one of the largest carryouts on record at the moment, somewhere in the region of 10 to 12 million tons higher than this time last year. So we've really seen that difference in price come back to into the summer months of around mid 340s export kind of level. But it does seem stubborn at that price. We've kind of tested 340 a few times, couple of days trading lower, but we've bounced back just above that following the report on Friday. So how's that lent into other proteins, Laura?
Well, even though it is sort of a record carryout on the soya, it's not having too much of an impact on other products like the rape meal. Rape meal seems to be a bit of a market on its own, and on the day, soya does look better value than rape meal per units of protein. Rape meal is the more sustainable option. So that is what we're seeing farmers go for, and it's kind of holding the market on its own. So a lot of people have taken advantage of these rape meal prices. You know, they look relatively sensible compared to where we were two years ago, where rape meal maybe even started with a three. It's now in the sort of mid 200s. And quite a lot of people have taken cover for this summer, a little bit for next winter. I think there's still plenty to do for next winter, but nobody's really looking at May 25 onwards, but a lot of people have put on cover for May, October 24.
You're right there, I think, Laura. With soya not being available kind of Jan 25 onwards, the rape meal market has been the place where people have been looking to start filling in some cover on their diets for the mid to long term, which is very sensible, especially in the dairy sector now. Rape meal to a significant part of this of the industry, so it's good to see sales have been very good. But we've also got other alternatives, things like a protected rape meal, the Nova Pro from Yellow. We've got Expeller currently to help out in the short term market, which is just a little bit tight around the country. So that rape meal function of the market has really taken off the last couple of months, and we've been kind of riding that as well. The opportunity to quote, get some business on farm has been really good there. So yeah, definitely rape meal is our top seller.
Yeah, I think with people not being able to take any cover for soya Jan 25 onwards, rather than, you know, leaving the book wide open and exposed to risk, not knowing what market's going to do, rape meal is I guess the option to take cover on.
Yeah, we talked about that little bit of competition as well, didn't we, in terms of Expeller being available nearby, possibly £10, something in that region, X below the cost of what you can get from Erith, and then even better in the north. So opportunities there, but also seeing a little bit in the distillers market, haven't we, Laura?
Yeah, nearby competition on distillers, absolutely. Both Ensis and Vivergo are trading at recent lows as they've both got to find homes for their product, as they're producing a lot, ready for a busy summer for both of them. So if you can look at different proteins, distillers could be another option to have a look at.
Yeah, locally an excellent opportunity up there in Yorkshire or North Yorkshire. Kind of been dealing with Ensis and Vivergo around the 230 cost ex site. So you can really see there the differential between rape meal 30, £40 a ton more just on the nearby. So Certainly, if you can use distillers, be looking at that end system for Vergo as an option as they have opened their book a little bit, as they get a little bit more confident of their needs for the summer. So, yeah, please use that as an opportunity. The one thing to come from, well, out of the USDA report a little bit, despite, well, certainly holding its level in terms of ending stocks and actual production, the USDA does have the corn very much higher than trade estimates as well. But we have seen maize get such a level now, especially coming out of America, where it is competitive on the export basis, always having to compete. So we have just seen a little bit of an upturn in prices there on the corn market, despite seeing several weeks of this kind of plummeting, really. We have been doing some really good sales on ground and whole maize. Prices certainly starting with a one ex the ports at the moment, which is good. You're kind of getting onto farm around the 210 to 215 mark for ground maize, pretty much on a spot basis right through, if you're really pressed hard, right through until April 25. You know, these
the
levels
farmers are taking cover in that far out all the way to April 25.
Yeah, I'd say especially on the winter run there, Laura, on the ground maize, because how far these corn markets have come back in the US, we are just worried that the US farmer will look to switch out of producing corn into potentially soya, looking at there. So it's just one of these that we can run into possibly production issues a little bit further down the line, and, you know, an opportunity there to, again, to get some cover on at a decent range. You mentioned earlier the last year to 18 months, these are as lower levels as we have seen. So it's really spiking up that interest at the moment. I would just say, whilst we've been talking about cereals and on-farm, UK market, a little bit of local tightness on cereals. Did struggle to get some barley, for example, into the far northwest last week. Farmers are holding on in this country for that premium on, you know, the big inverse at the moment we're currently in for your wheat isn't helping. Farmers are looking to keep those cereals in their shed and hoping for a better day further down the line, which I don't think you can really blame them. But just in terms of us on feed, just got to make sure we're buying who we need to supply. And at these levels, despite the tightness, if you can get an offer, they are as good as we have seen.
Yeah, I think something as well to obviously then think is, if you're thinking of taking cover on cereals, you want to be looking at your biscuit meal and your bread. And, you know, if you are someone who might take the odd load of biscuit meal or bread just to top up the cereals that you have around you at home, don't wait to do that in the summer or in like the end of next winter when we see the wheat futures are more expensive. Why not put a spot load away now at the cheaper price, have it around you, eke out your cereals to make them last longer, and you're still getting the advantage of buying it at a cheaper price rather than waiting until you need it and paying that premium.
Yeah, definitely. We're in a really good spot here. We've tested these lows, haven't we, on the futures markets, Laura? We seem to be playing at the bottom of a market that does show consistent bouncing off that 160 kind of mark on the May futures. So I do think it's now the time to be getting what you need. I would honestly be saying pretty much getting covered for the summer if you aren't already really there. You agree?
Yeah, definitely agree. You know, May 24s, it's staying around that low 160s range, and North 24s, anywhere between 170 and 183 is where we've been for the last couple of weeks. So, you know, like you said, you could see that we're at the bottom at the moment on both of those.
Just helping us as well, Laura, we've got currencies probably the most active market we've had this week. I think we had six or seven closes of the pound actually strengthened against the dollar, mainly not due because of our budget or our politics, but mainly due to the unemployment data in the US. So that's just helped steady our imports as well, helping us to ride out this volatility as well at the moment. So just currently, the board could give you an overall bearish view to this market, but I still think we've got some spanners in the works to come. Obviously, we won't get into it too much, but traditional weather markets at this time of year continuing as we look to bring imports in for the summer, so that this final growing stage, really. We've got to be careful we don't see any surprises. But I would say, yeah, keep on top of your cover to make sure we're not surprising yourself with a hefty rise at some point, which just feels like there is starting to the pressure build on these markets, and we do feel it will come at the moment.
Yeah, certainly at some point. We're only one big news story away from the prices looking very different. When that's going to be, who knows, but everything's been relatively quiet for a while.
Definitely. I just have a quick run round some of the fibres. Laura, soil hulls now trading as low as they have done. We're probably £100 below where we were trading probably 6 months ago. Even 3 months ago, we were probably £50 a ton higher than this. You know, soil hulls in the late 140. Export must really be kicking into some rations now. It's difficult still on the sugar beet market. Domestic sugar beet hasn't been helped this year by that price drop. Still languishing around the 240 to 260 mark delivered. So soil hulls should really be taking a keener hold in this market, in my opinion. But yes, we've got opportunity kind of everywhere, really. Availability generally pretty good, apart from a little bit of cereals tightness in certain areas and soya tightness locally. So just keep in touch with your KW representative in terms of making sure you're covered, especially on the nearby spot material.
Yeah, absolutely. Especially as we're heading into Easter, I think it's always another one that sneaks up on us. We get Christmas out of the way and then we tend to forget Easter's just around the corner and it is just the end of this month. So I know that rape meal is quite tight, particularly in the south. So if you do need anything in the next 3 weeks, it could be a good idea to get it booked in if you think you're going to need it.
Fantastic. Laura, do you think there's anything else we need to touch on today, or we covered?
I don't think so. I think we could probably wrap it up for today and catch up with everybody in a few weeks.
Sounds good. Laura, thank you very much for your help.
All right, bye.
Bye now.